Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, Wednesday, the 17th of February. Great day to get started on a workout plan, which is what we're going to be talking about this fine, exciting day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I worked out this morning, Tyler.
That you did.
I'm trying to flip my workouts towards the morning time.
I saw that you were gone this morning.
Yeah. And I also love Tyler, apparently. You see that?
Yes. Yeah. That was like a couple of nights ago.
Okay. I haven't really driven my car. What was on the other side that got wiped off?
Nothing that I know of.
No, there's a definite, like, someone wrote something that got wiped
yeah,
off.
Yeah, somebody then wrote something because I didn't write anything.
Oh, tragic. So.
I almost wrote, like, I love pen 15. Like, belatedly make it pen 15.
Right.
Just to, like.
Why does he like pen 15?
Yeah.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah, Danielle didn't know what pen 15 was, but she went to private school, so. I didn't know if that was.
Did you write it on her hand?
No.
Well, that's really funny. I like it when, like, oh, here, you know, are you part of the Pen 15 Club? Like, what's that? Here, give me your hand. You write Pen 15 on their hand. It looks like penis, everyone. That's the joke. It's really funny that you just wrote penis on someone's hand.
It really is. It
cracks me up. Anyway, so yeah, I started working out in the mornings.
How was it?
It was good. I kicked its ass. And
how do you feel right now?
I've been hungrier today.
Oh.
I've been a bottomless pit.
I have a story. Okay, continue.
But, yeah, it was good. Did pulling today. Spent, you know, did a little 5x5. It was nice.
Spectacular.
Yeah. What was your story that you'd like to, you got so excited about?
Yesterday, I worked out, but I worked out in the mid-afternoon because I had the day off and I just kind of did whatever.
Right.
So, I worked out mid-afternoon and then Danielle and I, my girlfriend, we're meeting up with some friends to go celebrate a birthday. I don't really know the girl. So I end up, we go to the Olive Garden.
Which I am not a fan of at all.
I'm like impartial to it. Like I really could care less.
Why don't you go to like Red Robin or something good?
That's where she wanted to go. It's her birthday. I let her pick. So fine. We go and with your meal, you get the endless salad and breadsticks and whatnot. So I, no joke, had 5 plates of salad.
Awesome.
Like, I just was downing it. It was not.
Did you bring some home to juice?
I did not.
Oh, by the way, I got a juicer from Tyler's mom. It's awesome. Two notes, you cannot juice a banana or an avocado. I know this from experience.
Yeah.
It just turns into a nasty paste.
It was just gross.
Yeah. Ugh.
But yeah, so I literally ate 6 things of, no, it was 5 of salad, 4 breadsticks, my whole meal, which was like raviolis and chicken, and then I had like 4 of the Zeppelis or whatever. I was still hungry.
Zeppelis?
They're like donuts. They're like donuts that you dip in chocolate.
Zeppoli.
Zeppotis? Zeppelis?
Huh. I don't really know what it is. Oh, it's ricotta, vanilla. Okay. Oh, I know what those are. I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But basically, I was still full that I almost went to In-N-Out, but Danielle kept looking at me like, really? You're going to get more food? And I was like, I'm really hungry, though.
It's a Zeppole. Yeah, Zeppole.
Whatever.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, I was bottomless pit yesterday. So today I've been pretty good.
That's good. Very good. Anything else that we should talk about before we get into the meat and potatoes of this fine?
How much have you juiced today?
I had 2 juices. This morning I had apple, spinach, broccoli, and berry juice. It's actually really good. Then I had, just recently, cucumber, apple, mango juice.
Oh, that was
which I really liked. Yeah, the third. Yeah, I was trying to get Tyler to guess. He couldn't get the last ingredient. So, yeah, it's been fun. I don't know, I mean, I really haven't done enough research to understand, like, okay, I know I'm getting the vitamins and minerals and all of that from the juice, but I know I'm not getting the fiber. So I was looking at the Jack LaLanne website, which is I have a Jack LaLanne juicer, and I remixed in some of the pulp from like the apple into like yogurt, and it was actually really good. So you get the fiber from, you're actually eating the whole thing, but it's like, yeah, throughout the day, you know.
Huh. So. Because I was reading in the one brochure thing that they said, like, you can take the pulp and, like, freeze it and use it for other things.
Right, yeah, that's what I did. Uh-huh. And so that was nice. And all of that. So, we are on a kick of talking about beach bodies, getting ready for that, which is, for a lot of people, kind of a, wait, we are in a cold time, why are you talking about going to the beach?
It's called pre-planning.
As with most things, if you start thinking about it as the event is coming, you are going to be too late. And that is just that's a fact. So if you start working out for summer in May, it's too late. I'm sorry, you're not going to make your body. No matter what the insanity program is or those, you know, 30-day transformation things. Yeah, you can change your body in 30 days. But one, it's probably not going to be permanent. And two, it's going to suck ass.
And it's going to be way too difficult for it to be kept up.
Yeah. So, if you are hoping to have a better body in 3 months, now's the time to start. In 90 days, you can get a reasonably better body. You can probably lose, reasonably 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Gain anywhere from 5 to 20 pounds of muscle if you really push.
Yeah, if you really, really try.
If you really, really try. I know those are large margins of error, but you can,
you can make substantial changes.
These are reasonable numbers that we're throwing out there. So, if you are mentally prepared to do it, if you're not mentally prepared, go listen to yesterday's podcast. That's all we talked about. If you're mentally prepared, then it's time to get physically prepared. And it's time to start working on your workouts. Your workouts are going to be what's going to get the muscle ready. It's going to be what drives most of this. Half of it's going to be your workouts, and the other half's going to be what you put in your mouth. Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. So,
We're talking about what you put in your mouth tomorrow.
Yes.
Just so.
Which always sounds so dirty.
I know. That's why I like it.
Yeah, I love that. It's really entertaining to me. So, with that being said, talking about workouts, where should we start with that? What do you think?
First off, I like to encourage people that often I feel like people are set in their three sets, 15 to 10 reps.
Right.
And that's good for fat loss, I feel.
Sometimes.
I mean, just like as a generic, easy one. But I feel like a lot of people don't try and add muscle when they are working out, which is frustrating because that's really what you would like as well. Like, I'm not saying you need to be roided out big, but often people work out, and you look at them and you go, wow, you kind of look like Skeletor.
Right.
Oh, well, here's a perfect example. Like, Lindsay Lohan, I'm 98% sure she's anorexic, but whatever. Let's say she works out, and that's how she got so thin.
Well, have you heard of Tracy Anderson?
No.
I don't know if Lindsay Lohan works out with her, but she this broad is dumb. She's like the celebrity trainer, and what she teaches is like 80 to 100 repetitions of like of stupid exercises. It's like arm circles, 3 pounds only, blah, blah, blah. She trains like a bunch of the super hyper thin celebrities.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of interesting.
But that was kind of what I was going to get at, is that they look real Skeletor-ish, and that's because they have no muscle mass.
Yeah.
If you were to add more muscle to them, they would look better.
Yeah. Oh, so here it is, the Tracy Anderson method. She has no formal education, not certified, as far as I know, and just decided, you know what, I look hot, and this is how I do it. So, yeah, she's worked with Gwyneth Paltrow, Courtney Cox, and Shakira. Their tiniest, strongest points. Tiniest. Isn't that great that one of her sales points is getting tiny? Oh, and their calories intake? 1,000 calories across the board.
Huh.
Yeah, awesome, right? Kind of a...
Shakira is attractive, like, body-wise, so that's interesting. But Gwyneth Paltrow and Courtney Cox, what was it?
Yeah, Courtney Cox.
Both of those are like anorexic girls.
That's what she looks like. Kind of attractive, but then you're like, no.
Like, there's just ass. I mean, I don't like, quote unquote, judging people's bodies. It makes me feel weird. But there's an aspect of her that, A, kind of looks like it's just she has really weird metabolism.
Yeah.
And there's a visual that she isn't very muscular.
No. I know, I've watched her videos. Some of them are on YouTube and all of that. And whatever. Like, it's not going to hurt anyone, but it's not going to do anything good. But going back to what you were saying about muscle, like, muscle, in my mind, like, again, going back to this whole thing of women's fears, a lot of women are afraid of pushing hard, big, heavy weights because they're afraid that they're going to get bulky. And they're like, oh, I know my body. I'm going to get bulky if I put up big weights. If I get anything more than 10 pounds, I'm going to be really bulky. And
I love your girl voice.
Thanks. That was more of a transvestite voice.
Yeah, it was awful.
So, and to me, that's bullshit. Like, from experience with people, like, my biggest fat loss clients have put up massive squats. Like, one of my favorite clients back in L.A., I had her squatting, deadlifting, power cleans, and she lost, like, crap tons of weight because she was using big muscles, lifting heavy weights, demanding from her muscles. I mean, she was doing it right. So, like Tyler is saying, is just don't be afraid to move some heavy weights. It's massively important to have that muscle to back up your metabolism.
Yeah, and it's... I'm not saying you need a six-pack. I'm not saying that you need, you know, 22-inch guns.
No.
But most women that you look at, and I feel like I'm targeting this sort of women, but most people that you look at and go, wow, they're attractive...
Are muscular
to some extent.
Right.
Have more muscle than they do fat, thus being more attractive.
Well, technically, everyone has more muscle than fat.
But what I'm saying, like,
if you're at 50-50, you're... Ugh.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that there's a giant ratio.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. So, that's important. As far as specific workouts go, I mean, we've talked about this relentlessly on this podcast. So I would encourage you to go look at our case studies. Go check out some of our interval training workouts on iTunes. Just go look through those and listen to those podcasts.
Kind of find something that works for you.
As we're saying, like our buddy Roberto, he found rock climbing as his love, and he is kicking ass, and that it has been his thing. And he's also on our a 5x5 program as well. He probably needs to change that up.
Yeah,
pretty soon. So Roberto, if you're listening to this. If you've been doing that religiously, you need to change it up. So I'd probably add an extra set and take the weight and take down the resistance. Go like a 6x3 just for a couple weeks, and then reverse it. Go into like a 3x10 for a little while. So six sets of three repetitions for 2 weeks, and then three sets of 10 repetitions. For a couple of other weeks, just to
mix it up,
continue with the same work, movements, and then after that, you're gonna need to find a whole new program because those, keep some of the same movements, but you're gonna need to change it up. So going back to the general population, for muscle mass, we're talking pushing heavy stuff for you.
Pushing heavy stuff, the stuff that you're kind of afraid of.
Yeah.
You know, it was yesterday. I was doing. Back and chest, and I usually will just put on 45s because I don't have a part. Like lately, I haven't been working out with my workout buddy lately because
he doesn't have a membership to your gym.
Yeah, he doesn't have a membership to the gym anymore through situations. Oh, and I left a message for In Shape Again.
Uh-huh.
They've yet to call me back.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So that's besides the point.
That's awesome.
The other day, I usually just put on 45s. And it's,
for bench press?
Yeah, just for bench press. I'm usually pretty good through it. You know, the last one's difficult.
For how many repetitions?
I'm doing like 10 reps, 3 to 4 sets, depending on how difficult, how I feel. Yesterday, I threw up like 60 pounds on each of them. And I just was able to knock out I think it ended up being 3 sets of 6.
Okay.
I just upped it just to, you know, get... And it's... a safety thing where I don't want to put up too much and then mess up and have it drop and whatnot. So that was kind of something that was encouraging for me, is that I was like, oh yeah, Tyler, you should probably put more weight. Like,
right.
Don't be afraid of adding more weight and doing 1, 2, 3 reps less than what you quote-unquote thought you were going to be able to do.
Right.
That adds the bulk. That adds...
And when
Tyler, I say bulk, right, it adds the muscle. The muscle that you want.
It's called hypertrophy. Uh-huh. The muscle cells get larger, and that's a good thing. It's not like you're going to get bulky, ladies. Again, you're not special. You're not going to get massive in 2 days.
No.
Unless you're on roids. So,
which I highly suggest not doing.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Unless you, I mean, have some hormonal imbalance or something. So what we're really suggesting for this first month of getting ready for your beach body is doing heavy weights. I mean, if you haven't caught on to that by now, you might want to go take an IQ test, because that's all we've been talking about, really.
So we'll spell it out to you. Not really spell it out to you, but we'll say it bluntly. Add more weight.
Yeah. So whatever you're doing, you don't need to totally change up your program, but challenge yourself. If you've been doing 3 sets of 12 to 15 repetitions, drop it down. Do maybe 4 sets of 8 repetitions, but at the end of it, if you feel like you could do 2 more, add more weight.
Oh, yeah.
And you should feel like you have maybe 1 or 2 left in your tank, and if you can push any more than that, add more weight. It's a simple formula. If you feel like you can go 2 more, add more weight. It's simple. It doesn't have to be massive amounts of weight. 2.5 pounds, you know, 5 pounds, 45 pounds.
Pace yourself, and this is where... kind of jumping ahead to Friday, but keeping a log really helps you out. Really helps you out.
Right. It's one, it keeps you accountable, which is what we're talking about on Friday, is accountability and staying with it, that kind of motivation, because that comes later. As you get into the daily grind, how you continue on with that. So for this first month, we're telling you, if you want to switch up what you've been doing, as far as exercises go, you don't really know, hire a trainer for a week, get 3 sessions with him or her, and say, you know what, I'm looking to add muscle mass. And if they, I mean, they'll probably give you a free one. If they don't, then
they're lame.
They're probably lame. But just tell them that's your goal for right now. And if they don't show you, and they can show you proper form at least, or just grab one of the trainers on the floor and say, hey, can you look at my squat form? And if they're a good trainer, which we've talked about, again, go look into our archives, check out what to look for in a good trainer, and all of that, as far as certifications go, their knowledge base, questions to ask them, and they can really help you out as far as form goes. It's a really important thing. Like,
oh, yeah, form is huge. I mean, the other day I was doing a good morning, and I really wasn't doing a good morning. Like, I was just kind of trying to stretch out my back, and just kind of, I was using, like, I think it was 20 barbell.
Okay.
Well, I had my legs spread, like not spread, but I was like shoulder width apart, and I was just doing it, just kind of like was trying to mess around with my back a little bit. And a trainer came up to me and was like, you know, if you're trying to do a good morning, you want to put your legs together. And it was just kind of like a nice reassuring, like, oh, somebody was watching, just they were. And I told him, I was like, oh, I was just kind of trying to mess with my back. It was feeling weird, and I just wanted to, I was kind of doing it, but also like shifting back and forth. So I'm sure I looked really weird to people.
Right. Probably looked like, holy crap, this guy's gonna mess himself up, right.
But I was just trying to like put myself kind of back in alignment. I know it sounds weird, but it made sense at the time.
Yeah.
But I was just, yeah. And it was really nice that he came over and was just like, hey, you know, and he wasn't confrontational about it. He was like, hey, moron, you know,
right,
like, you need to do this, this, and this. He was just like, hey, I think you're trying to do a good morning. You know, if you put your feet together, I do that with my clients, and they find it a lot better on their lower back and their hamstrings and whatnot. I was like, oh, I'm just trying to mess with my back a little bit. I know it looks weird. Don't worry about it. And then I did it that way just a couple of times, so he knew that I knew what he was doing, and I appreciate it, but I then kind of just finished with my ones that I were doing and moved on. But, I mean, that's kind of the things that I like to in a trainer, is that they're not afraid to come up to you and be like, hey, just wanted to check, make sure you're cool, good,
right,
good, all right.
And tell you why. Like, I was walking the floor, I was talking to someone, and this woman was on the leg press, right? And her feet were really low. And on the leg press, if your feet are low, that puts it really, like, below your knee. And so you're making less than a 90-degree angle at the knee joint. Then you're putting a lot of shear pressure onto the kneecap, which is not good. Joints, tendons get messed up. So I just, you know, paused, whatever. Hey, just so you know, like, if the trainer gives you a reason to change and it makes sense, change. If you ask him, oh, why should I do that? And they say, duh, because that's what I was taught, you know, yuck, yuck. Then probably not the best trainer in the world. So other than increasing the weight, your cardiovascular workouts, we want you to be doing light cardio at the end of your workouts, nothing too intense, maybe a 6 out of 10 on the intensity scale. And if you're just doing a cardio only day, do some intervals first, then do that 6 out of 10 for the rest of the time. So maybe like 4 to 6 intervals of 60 seconds to 30 seconds really hard, and then 60 seconds to a minute and 2 minutes of easy.
Yeah, just, you know, I would do like a 5 minute just warm up, sprint for a minute, jog for two, run for a minute, jog for two. Do that like 4 or 5 times, then just kick it for a half hour or so.
Yeah, and you should be at that place where you could hold a conversation, but it's not the most comfortable thing in the world. Okay, so that's month number one. We'll talk about months 2 and 3 as they come, because we don't want to overload you with information. We want you to start there.
Yeah.
Those are the two most important things, is
add weight.
Add some weight, is just push yourself. And if you're already struggling with it, or if you don't know if your form's right, don't add weight. That's a foolish thing to do, is if your form is off even a single iota, don't add any weight. You're going to hurt yourself in that situation. So
I'm willing to say that most people could add weight.
Most people could add weight. I'm guaranteeing most people, even our buddy Roberto, add some weight, and make sure you're doing it right. Because even with like a seemingly simple movement like a lunge, you can seriously hurt yourself. Or a biceps curl, you can seriously hurt yourself. So hire your Joe trainer around town. You know, shouldn't cost you more than $45 for a half hour with him, and just tell them beforehand, I want to work on form for these exercises.
And if they don't do that, then walk away.
Yeah. Then say, just ask for your money back.
I'd go straight to their boss, be like, hey, I asked for this, this, and this.
And if the boss doesn't say, oh my gosh, let's go do it, you know, we'll set you up again for free, or here's your money back, you might want to consider changing gyms.
And that might sound like an odd thing that we have to actually tell you that, but that happens often.
More often than not, especially at your big box gyms. Like your 48 hours,
and your Sally's.
Your Sally's, that's right. So, those are the fundamentals for this month. Form and weight and light cardio is going to really start you kicking off towards the right kind of beach body. Obviously, nutrition is going to play a massive role in this, but we'll get to that tomorrow. And this isn't a long-term thing. This is short-term, starting with a mass kickoff, and then for the next 2 months, you're going to be doing a stripping phase. So what I like to do for my mass workouts, this is just what I do personally. I'll pick two muscle groups that are not related. So I'll work my quadriceps and my chest. And I'll go back-to-back with those with maybe 30 seconds to 45 seconds of rest in between each set on my mass days, but knowing that I'm actually resting one muscle group while I'm using the other one. So while I'm doing my front squat, I'm resting my chest. While I'm doing my bench press, I'm resting my quadriceps. So I'm getting that my heart rate up still because the blood has to flow, but I'm still getting that heavy weight being pushed up. So I like that. Other people like the one exercise, 5 times, 5 repetitions. Next exercise, 5 times. Takes a little longer. Heart rate doesn't get up as high.
It takes a little bit longer because I enjoyed that time. It takes a little bit longer. I also do find that I can put up more weight. I get tired faster.
Absolutely.
Doing the lower body, upper body kind of a thing. So I like to do, you know, like I did yesterday. I did back and chest, which are complementary muscles. Uh-huh. You usually use a little bit of each with each exercise.
Right.
So I do it that way, and I do the, like, I think the most set I did was 6, and the lowest set I did was 2.
Okay.
So
nice. One last thing, tagging, just kind of piggybacking off of yesterday is, well, you know, our motivation day and kind of finding your purpose. Before every workout, this is one question I always ask myself before heading out to the weight room floor. I just sit for a moment and think about what's my outcome. Just that's the question I ask myself. And I find it's really, really a focusing question. It's like, okay, today my outcome is this. And for the most part, it's to get to the image that I see of myself in my head, that imagination that I have, that I fully believe I'll eventually get to. I imagine that's my outcome, is eventually that's my body, and that will be it someday, and that's my lifestyle, and that's it. So ask yourself today in your workout, or tomorrow if you're not working out today, what is your outcome? And it will really, really help you focus into that mindset of working out and all of that.
Sounds good.
Anything else that you would like to mention before we get out of here, Big T?
I'm just going to leave him with Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo. Ooh, action packed. All right, so tomorrow, Nutrition Friday, we're talking about continue on with your motivation. So until then, we will see you then. That was a terrible, until then, we'll see you then.
I zoned out after I say my
person. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you say the same thing every time.
No, sometimes I tried to change it a lot this week, and you got confused.
Yeah, because it was drastically shorter.
It was different. I was like, all right, I'm Keon. I was expecting you to say, I'm Tyler, and we're out of here. Okay, whatever, regardless. We'll talk to you
Bye.
Later. Bye. Peace. Twist as he can bear.